At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
We did it! We time traveled to yesterday!
Wait, Progressive covers us 24/7, but we just created an 8-day week, and it's 24/7 coverage, not 24/8. We gotta go back.
Are you joking right now?
Shh, I'm calling them.
Hi, I have a question about time travel.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this June 7th, 2022. And boy, tonight we have as our producer none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And way out yonder, we have the Parson Joe Larson.
A child of his kingdom, and forever I am. Glad to be
Joe,
here.
Joe, just a few minutes ago, I got some shocking news, and that has to do with this radio program and staying on the air. Normally, we don't discuss this. You know, we do it during Pledge Week, 1 week out of the month, and we don't like to even mention funding, you know, during the other three. But I'm going to have to probably be in discussions tomorrow. It doesn't look very good right now about staying on all the stations. It looks like we may have to go off some, and I'll know more about that tomorrow. We're just not getting enough to keep us on all the stations, and I'm going to go into some, you know, negotiations and whatever tomorrow to find out what we can do. I hate to have to go off the stations, but, you know, it is what it is, as they say.
Right. We can only stay on the stations that sooner or later are self-sufficient. We're a ministry. We don't advertise, so if the donations don't come in for that station, we can't... We only have one or two that pay for itself plus more, and we need more stations like that.
Well, yeah, well, we have several that do pay for themselves, but there's a lot that don't, and I'm going to find out exactly. We're going to take a good look at that tomorrow. For right now, what we want for you folks out there, because, you know, over these many, many, many years, we've built up a relationship. In fact, tonight, I just met some folks who have been listening to the program for years. They came to the Tea Party meeting for the first time tonight, and it was really great to meet these people, you know, face-to-face and eye-to-eye. But here, you know, we're living in times where right now the voice of the Christian resistance has never been needed more than it is now. And I realize that nothing lasts forever, and we're looking at some perilous times. In fact, we really need to be prepared, and that's why we wanted to be there as the watchman on the wall as long as we possibly could, because we don't compromise. We don't compromise, and we do the hard things that others are afraid to do, and I'm talking about Even tonight's message has, we were talking about an open letter to the enemies of life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. Joe, according to the Word of God and the Constitution, both, according to both the Word of God and the Constitution, we, the people of the United States of America, are obligated to start a new government. Now, we can do one by, as some said, hopefully we can do it from the ballot box week by voting, but what we have now, according to God's Word, the Bible first, and our Constitution, have gone completely corrupted. The agencies which were once legitimate have become illegitimate. And I've been warned by talking about this, what everybody knows, we're targeting, we're putting a target on ourselves. Well, you know what? Somebody's got to do it. And if not us, then who? And folks, it's got to be, that's why we're here. We're here to tell you. Now, things are going to be happening, and everybody's looking, saying, well, once in November, the Democrats will be gone after their November. The Democrats have no intention at all, none, of having a fair and honest election. They know what will happen if there is such a thing. And so we can be in for some very, very, very perilous times coming up. And so
even if the Republicans win in the House and the Senate, the Democrats are going to fight like they did against Trump and create as much trouble and chaos as they can. And it is going to be very unpleasant at the very best.
Well, this Thursday night, they've got a huge propaganda machine that's going to, they're going to air national. And it's made up of total lies, told by total liars, Bernstein and the others. It's nothing but total lies made by a Hollywood producer. And folks, I'm going to tell you, I hope you don't believe one minute of it. Now, we're going to be doing a lot of commentary and on this, and so is Tucker Carlson. It's going to be doing.
Yeah.
We're going to go in and bring you the actual truth. And this is why, too, they know with what's happening with 2,000 mules, people are learning about the corruption. And
right.
It is bad. And right now, we're at that precipice, Joe. We have to take America back. It's either that or we're going to lose our freedom under total Antichrist communism.
Oh, we're losing it now. I know. Well, one thing I'm sure of, this January 6th committee, it's got two main goals. They want to put Trump in prison, and they want to destroy the Electoral College. They've come out and said, you know, now that with everything, with the truth coming out, they need to stack the Supreme Court, and they want to find something on Trump to put him in prison so they can stop this populist rise that Trump has started, this America First movement, and they think by putting Trump in prison they can stop it.
No. This is the Antichrist. This is pure Antichrist communism. There is no longer a Democratic Party. The Democratic Party went by the wayside. This is made up of hardcore Antichrist communists. Nasty Pelosi, Chucky Schumer.
We told them about the Progressive Caucus. All those people that you're starting to mention were members of the Progressive Caucus in the House, and it's been building and building and building, and we were some of the first people on radio to say, look at all these socialists in our Congress. If the infection's going to grow, and boy, has it.
Yep. Well, it is, and there's a lot of other things happening, too. And they continue to shut down our oil supplies, our gas supplies. He's trying to, you know, Joe is there to reduce us to third world status. Economically, all across the board, they want to control the food supply. And Joe, the end goal game is depopulation. They want to depopulate the planet, folks. What we've been telling you, there are no Democrats. These are hardcore Antichrist communists, and this is what we warned you before. Remember, we told you. Remember those people that had the Biden signs in their yard. Remember them. We told you, we're not telling you to hate them, but you should understand something. Those are the people that are responsible for $5 a gallon gasoline. Those are the people that are responsible for the hard, hardcore push on killing more babies, killing more babies. They're the ones that are responsible. They don't want gun control measures. That is lie told by liars, lies told by liars. They want to disarm the American public. That's the reality. That is the reality. So with that, Joe, let's talk about that. Liars, liars, liars. Go to Revelation 21 and read verse 8.
But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Okay, so here when we talk about, do you ever notice wherever you find the fearful, you find the unbelieving, and wherever you find the unbelieving, you find the fearful? Joe, why is it that there are so few pastors? Because judgment begins in the house of the Lord, and to take the country back is supposed to start in the pulpit. Remember the Black World Regiment, those pastors, those men of God that understood what the times that they were living in, and so that they stood and they led in the war for independence against tyranny. And why are so few pastors today, why are they so fearful of preaching what we're preaching tonight?
Because most of them are hirelings. We did that Barter report a couple of years ago that 49% of several thousand pastors that were surveyed did not believe in two or more of the five basic tenets of the Christian faith. Which means they're not really born-again believers, they're not really pastors, they're hirelings who have a nice plus job.
Well,
and, of course, they're not going to have to preach. They can't preach the word because they're not convicted. They have no possession in their heart.
Well, you see those words, they're fearful and unbelieving. They're fearful because they're unbelieving, and they're unbelieving because they're fearful. So they're not saved. The vast majority of those in the pulpit today are not saved. Now, he goes on and...
The hireling shepherd will not save the sheep because he, you know, is afraid.
So he goes on to say, and the abominable... Okay, now abominable, do you know what the definition of that word abominable is? It's vile, Joe, it's vile. Right. And, you know, it's an interesting thing because you find out over there... In Isaiah chapter 32, when it refers to that, when he says here, let me go there very quickly.
All right. There, what verse do you want?
Isaiah 32. Well,
the vile person shall no more be called liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful, for the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail.
Okay, so Joe, you go back, and when you read from the beginning, behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and the princes shall rule in judgment. Now, he's talking about a time just prior. This time is going to be, he's referring to here is the millennial kingdom. And he says that a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place and the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So that great rock in the weary land is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus, right.
Now he's referring to this during the millennial kingdom. He says the eyes of them that see shall not be dim. In other words, he's referring not just to actual eyesight, but understanding here, that during that millennial kingdom, we'll understand things that we really don't understand now, but we'll see. And he says, the ears of them that hear shall hearken, the heart also of the rash shall understand. Now, that's interesting there, when he says the heart of the rash shall understand. Because knowledge.
We're always quick to make bad judgments, quick to make a decision, and
well,
we'll have he say, and they'll stop that, and they'll have understanding knowledge. They'll
right.
Understand
well,
real truth.
Well, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. Now, what he's saying there is this, that if you ever wanted to say something, you know what you want to say, but you can't find the right words to say it.
Oh,
he's saying
okay.
At that time, people will be able to express themselves very, to speak plainly, plainly. So then he says, that's when he goes into the vile person shall no more be called a liberal. See, he's telling you that just prior to the Lord's return, that the vile person, a vile person, would be called a liberal. So today, if you believe in abortion, if you believe in sodomy and bestiality and pedophilia, everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin, what do they call you? They call you a liberal, right?
Liberal, right? A progressive. Liberal progressive.
So, nor the churl. The churl is someone who's a miser.
Miser. Or, yeah.
Nor the churl to be bountiful, okay? So he says, for the vile person will speak villainly. And boy, that's exactly, listen to Nasty Pelosi, listen to Biden, to Chuckie Schumer, listen to Ayok and the Hussies from Hell. For the vile person will speak villainly, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy. Hypocrisy today is just unbelievable. You know, they flaunt hypocrisy. They flaunt it. It's like, well, they're in California where the Governor Newsom were enforcing, you're going to jail if you're not wearing a mask, and social distancing. Then he's throwing these big lavish dinners. Nobody's wearing a mask. Remember Abomination, when they had that the big thing on at his mansion. Only the servants.
Servants,
only the proletariat.
All mask up.
Yeah,
see,
everybody else.
Not.
Yeah, including Ayok and the Hussies. And here you see, he goes on to say, an error against the Lord to make empty the soul of the hungry that will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments also of the churl are evil. He devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. But the liberal devises liberal things, and by liberal things they shall stand. And then he goes up and he talks about the women. Rise up, you women that are at ease. Hear my voice, you careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. Many days and many years shall you be troubled, you careless women. For the vintage shall fail, and the gathering shall not come. Tremble, you women that are at ease. Be troubled, you careless ones. Strip you and make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. They shall lament for their teats, for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine. In other words, you're setting. They're talking about these women that are apathetic and aren't, you know, have no mercy for the poor. That are just going along, like the Democratic women of today. I mean, like those out there,
like
especially
the liberal women. Yeah,
it's about me, my, and I, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
look at the rich and famous, what they're doing with their elegant parties and their, the dining and their, the way they spend money and everything's about the clothing they wear. These has to be a name brand by some famous dressmaker, or you know. And some of that stuff is thousands of dollars, where most people, $300 or $400 dress is expensive. They have sometimes $40,000 outfits. It's obscene. But
well, the hypocrisy is astonishing, just absolutely astonishing. Now, I want to go back here. Now, you would expect, Joe, okay, those in the fake news media, because, boy, you're gonna see this big time. On Thursday night, you would expect those like Rachel Maddow or Morning Joe or Leslie Stahl or you know, to lie like Hillary, because that's what they do. I mean, they're actual contracted to lie. They contract to use the word narrative, which means whatever lie they're told to tell. But, you know, again, I want to go back because, you know, we've warned the people now because people were starting to tell me, you know, Fox News is the only one you can trust. Well, no, you can't. God is the only one you can trust. God is the only one you can completely trust, folks. But, Joe, I was angered when I hear a fair and balanced Fox News reporting Bret Baier, Susan Smith, Neil Cabuto, Chris Wallace, and others were not only a part of the echo chamber, but even had the audacity to do that little, as ordered by the masters. That was a real cheap shot, Joe, aimed at, you know, and that cheap shot was aimed at our intelligence. It really was. You know what I'm talking about?
I sure do know what you're talking about. They all had that. It was like, you know, when they give the same word, you know, they all went, and then they said something. And
where's the evidence?
Everybody does the same thing. You know, it's planned.
Well, exactly the same thing. But remember what they say. If we all say the same thing
at the same time,
the people will believe us.
People will believe it.
And you hear that if we all say the same thing at the same time, the people will believe us over and over. And when you did that right there, those people lost all credibility. And I think it come back to bite them, too. I think they really realized them. Now, this month of June is celebrated by the unclean as Sodomite Pride Month. Now, what do we... why do we call them unclean? Where does that come from? Well, many places in the Bible. But why don't you read Romans 1:24?
Romans 1:24, all right. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves.
He's talking about sodomites and lesbians, isn't he? So, again...
Gave them up to uncleanness. In other words, he gave them up. Let them go their sinful way and walk away from him and salvation.
Now, I was watching, you know, you watch different ones, and normally I try to check weathers and stations, but I'll catch a little of all the NBC, ABC, CBS. In our area here, by far, I believe, the most sodomite station... By far, is Spectrum One News. I mean, they seem to be promoting sodomy out there. It's an interesting thing, too, about that, because read the very last verse in Romans 1, Joe.
In Romans 1, it's verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do they do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Okay, so
in other words, they take pleasure in other people's sins as well as their own.
Right, but you've heard, how many times have you heard people say, well, personally, I would never have an abortion, but I'm not going to judge someone that does, or personally, I would never engage in a sodomy, but I'm not going to judge people that do, this and that. What that verse is telling you is those people that do that. I remember we had a woman here on the program, and she told me she had run 5 abortion mills until she got saved. She got saved, came out of the killing industry. But she said, let me tell you something. Whenever you hear these women say, personally, I could never have an abortion, but I'm not going to judge those women that do. She said, that's code word. She says, you'll find that every time those women have had at least one. And that applies to these others. These guys say, well, personally, I could never. Now, I'm talking about the Democrats that do that. I could never, again, partake in sodomy, but I won't judge. That means they're doing it. Remember, I think one of the most famous would be Barack Obama. Barack Obama would be.
We know his past. We had people tell the truth about him and relations with old rich white men. And he was a sodomite. He was very active in certain gay bars and places. But the media never wanted to touch the truth, didn't want to say anything because he was the chosen one.
Well, the media today, the fake news media today is saturated with sodomy. I mean, it's just, it's bad. It's really bad. And like the entire Democratic Communist Party today is seething with pedophilia. But we'll be back after this. Don't go away. More to come.
I've always considered myself to be a patriotic man, but I have seen some changes in America that's hard to understand. It breaks my heart, one nation under God is what we used to say. What's happened to the USA? God help us in America today. In God we trust, that's how it used to be. Now our leaders have no morals, the results are plain to see. Some would vote for the devil if they thought there was a dollar to be made. Then they'll go to church and praise the Lord. God help us in America today. They took God out of school, they've replaced him with the wisdom of a fool. Now the experts wonder why the kids are bringing drugs and guns to school. Since they took away the cross, look how much it cost. And by the way, our children are the ones who pay. God help us in America today. In God we trust, that's how it used to be. Now our leaders have no morals, the results are plain to see. Some would vote for the devil if they thought there was a dollar to be made. Then they'll go to church and praise the Lord. God help us in America today. I still love my country, but sometimes I want to hang my head and cry. If we don't hold to what made us strong, all we can do is watch this nation die. It's sad to say but true, the red, white, and blue is looking awful gray. Can you hear the ghost of Lincoln say, God help my America today? In God we trust, that's how it used to be. Now our leaders have no morals, the results are plain to see. Some would vote for the devil if they thought there was a dollar to be made. Then they'll go to church and praise the Lord. God help us in America today. Can you hear the ghost of Lincoln say, God help my America today?
All righty, we're back. And I've got to do this. I've got to give our address out, folks. The address is WRWL Ministries. That's WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y, Road, Newberry, N-E-W-B-U-R-Y, Ohio, 44065. And again, I'll give that one more time. Hopefully, I know people have been looking around for a pen and paper. And when you know, we could use right now, we really could use some extra help. Summertime, too. Also, don't forget the newsletter is free. The newsletter will be coming out pretty soon here. And for those of you that get that newsletter, you know what I'm talking about. We send you what they do not want you to know. Okay, we are the voice of the Christian resistance. And we're resisting the Antichrist world system. And the Bible says we have to do it right unto blood or unto death. So, again, WRWL Ministries WRWL Ministries, 14781. 14781. Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y, Road, Newberry, N-E-W-B-U-R-Y, Ohio, 44065. And don't forget, the newsletter is free. Request a newsletter. If you help, send us a donation and request a newsletter. Here you go. J.P. Morgan, CEO, says there's a hurricane coming. And here, while speaking to investors and analysts, J.P. Morgan, CEO, Jamie Dimon, recently said that a hurricane is coming to the U.S. economy. He goes on, words like these are not encouraging for millions of Americans who are already struggling financially, but this is really the reality of what we are facing. It's a stark difference between the way people felt about the economy under President Trump. Joe, all I hear from people is, when is Trump coming back? When is Trump coming back? They want to get rid of, you know, can't we get rid of Biden? Can't we get, well, and again, folks, you have to understand, don't fall for this, that Joe is doing the best he can, he's just incompetent. Joe is out to, his job is to reduce America to third world status. If you are an American, first of all, if you are a Christian, and you are an American, and you believe in the God's Word, the Bible, and the Constitution, and what this country was made and founded on, the entire Biden regime is your enemy. They're criminal. They're as criminal gets. And so he goes on to say, you know, I said there's a storm clouds, but I'm going to change it. It's a hurricane, Dimon said. Wednesday's a financial conference in New York. While conditions seem fine at the moment, nobody knows if the hurricane is a minor or a super storm. Sandy, he added. You better brace yourself, Dimon told a room full of analysts and investors. J.P. Morgan is bracing ourselves, and we're going to be very conservative with our balance sheets. Beginning last year with the high-flying tech name stocks have been hammered as investors prepare for the end of the Federal Reserve cheap money era. Inflation at a multicade high. Exacerbated by supply chain disruptions and coronavirus pandemic, has sown fear that the Fed will inadvertently tip the economy into recession as it combats price increases. Joe, that's exactly their purpose. That's what they want to do. I mean, this is no accident. They're doing this on purpose.
Exactly. Well, I can show two things that'll back you up. Billionaire oil refiner warns Biden, open up the spigots or else things will get very worse. John Katsimatidis from the United Refining Company, and he's also has a big food company CEO. This billionaire and oil refiner is just warning that the recession is going to happen if, you know, Biden doesn't change course, which he's not going to. And he's talking about the United States has over 100 years worth of oil. 100 years worth of oil at full capacity if we were trying to put it out at full capacity. Now, that's one. The next headline, massive U.S. oil refinery on track to shut down during the fuel shortage. Key Texas Petroleum refinery that produces over 2,000 barrels of fuel per day is facing premature shutdown. This facility in Houston, Texas, it's 700 acres, built in 1918. It's Lyondell Basil Industries, and it said it was scheduled to shut down in 2023, but could have to shut down if we have any major equipment failure in two major units. And it, this puts out so much of our diesel fuel, aviation jet fuel. It's scary. And they've looked at everything, and because of financing, they can't get the financing and the financial path. They're just going to shut the business down. This is one of the largest capacity facilities in America. Meanwhile, we have shut down over the last 2 years, six major refineries in the U.S. have been shut down, and we have five more that are idle because of the Biden administration and their rules, regulations. They've convinced banks not to lend money, right? Don't lend money to anything with fossil fuel, you know, carbon-based. It's not a good investment. We've got to go green. And here is the scary news to all of you. Coal last year cost $61.50 a ton. Right now, a ton of Appalachian coal is $130. That's about 110% increase. And it's going to get worse. And why is this bad? Well, most of our power in America is still from coal plants, right? Our coal plants have been using their reserves. They've had stockpiles of coal, but they're running out of the stockpiles, and they're going to have to start buying coal. Well, coal went up now is going to go up another couple 100%. What does that tell you, Pastor Ernie, about what's going to happen to the price to heat and cool your house with electricity if all of a sudden now, I mean, right now today it's $130 for a ton of coal, and that's going to go up a couple 100% in a month or so because they've burned through all the coal they have. And the Biden administration is busy shutting down 11 gigs of electricity per per year between 2015 and 2020. 1 gig is enough to power 700,000 homes. So in the past couple of years, we've shut down, 5 years at 700,000 homes, and we're just totally reducing like oil, cutting down the refineries, we're cutting down the electric plants, we're shutting down the coal plants, and shutting down the production of coal. So we're going to be in a mess for energy, for electricity, for gasoline, and for diesel.
Okay, and here's what's happening, Joe. Here's what's happening.
They're shutting it down.
Here's what's happening. Right. But, oh, don't you? Haven't you heard? I mean, haven't you heard Joe Obama saying, I don't know what's wrong with these oil companies. We're giving them all kinds of permits. We're giving them the permits to go ahead, but they're not telling you folks. They're saying, here's the permits. But guess what? You have all of these environmental regulations. You've got all of these environmental regulations, so it'll make it nearly impossible for you to go ahead and continue and to drill and make a profit, or to even be able to do that with all of these regulations we put on you. Folks.
Well, worse than that, see, they tell them that what they say is you've got all these leases, but the Biden administration has not given the oil companies permission to drill on certain leases. A lot of the leases are held up in litigation with the environmental movement, and these other leases, the oil companies are waiting for the Biden administration to say, okay, you can drill. They've been given the lease, but not permission to drill. See, that's
well, you see, Biden, the Biden regime, the Biden crime cartel has been telling people they have been given them that they're asking them to drill. They're out there actually saying it.
That's a lie. Total lie.
No kidding. Okay, take a look.
People don't know that. I mean, if you listen to the mainstream media, you know, you wouldn't know that. And not only that, but they've told the banks it's not a good risk to lend money in anything with the oil industry. So it's hard for the oil companies to get financing. And people forget, once you get a lease, you've got to explore the lease. Then you've got to do a test drill. And then if you find something, you've got to sink a well. We're talking years and a lot of money to develop a good producing oil field. And they're screaming, look at the oil companies are making all this profit. Well, normally this profit goes into buying the leases, doing the exploration, doing the exploratory drilling. All this money is spent that they claim they're having these great profits and they're ripping the American people off. This money is always used to find more oil, and they're not being allowed to do it. So, yes, they have some excess profits. But what happens if they get rid of the excess profits? They'll have nothing to go exploring for new oil with. See?
Meanwhile, in China, who has pumped over $35 million into the Biden crime cartel, crime cartel, and that's who owns, by China's admission, they own the White House by their own admission. And as we take a look at, you know, whatever else they own, the NBA out there, all of these big corporations, Coca-Cola, they don't want to offend the Chinese with all that money. Meanwhile, China, they're opening nuclear power plants all over the country. They're opening, I mean, they're going all out. So they're going to have all of this.
One coal-fired power plant a week, folks. Think about that. They are building one power plant per week in China.
Along with nuclear. Now, they don't want us to burn our coal here, but we'll be shipping coal from here to China. And by the way, again, let's take another look at what's happening out there. This is why people keep saying, do you think President Trump's coming back soon? Well, I'm looking for the Lord to come back soon. I mean, that's who I want to see come back soon. But here, Bill Gates has already come out and said, he's going to try to stop the production of any meat. In other words, no more consumption of beef or pork or chicken. He wants to replace that with that slime that they make in laboratories, that slime meat. Okay, these people are mad. They're mad. They're demonically possessed. And here now, between Bill Gates is the largest landowner in America. He owns more, and he's buying up these small farms so that he can control the food. And the farmers can't afford diesel, and they can't afford fertilizer, so they're going broke. And this is being done on purpose. And then Red China is the second largest landowner in America. And so these things, and then you've got BlackRock, Joe, that is buying up all the homes in America. And so, and you know, the Republicans keep huffing and puffing, wait till November, you know, and I just want to remind them, especially after Thursday night when this comes on, I just want to remind them, you guys, you had the opportunity to do the right thing, the Republicans. You had the opportunity, those senators, and I, you know, I had always had high regards for Tom Cotton. I don't anymore. And others in there, which when the time came for them to stand, and especially Mike Pence, Joe, especially Mike Pence, when the time came for them to do the right thing, they cowered, they tucked tail, they did not stand. And this is what brought all of them. If they had done their job, Joe Biden would not be in the White House today. If they had done their job today, we would not be paying all these outrageous high prices, all of the evil and the wickedness and the cursing that he has brought upon this nation wouldn't be here. If those Republican senators had stood their ground, if Mike Pence said, wait a minute, before I certify this election, we need to take a look at these allegations of election fraud.
They're willing to testify and show proof, and again, nobody allowed the proof to be shown, did they?
No, the pressure was on. The courts were told, you're not going to do your job. You courts will not do your job. You're going to kowtow down. And if you try to stand up and do your job, you're going to be visited by burn, loot, and murder, or Antifa. And what do? They just kowtow. They just betrayed God and country. And this is why we owe, for that current government out there, we owe no allegiance at all. We owe no allegiance. It has violated all of God's law, and it has violated our Constitution. And we're going to get into, as we go through this week, and through the Word of God and the Constitution. But let's go over New York. Yeah, go ahead.
I've got something right now. It came up here just shortly. It's not on even Fox, none of the mainstream media. Pete Buttigieg came out and really proved that the government is doing this on purpose. He is telling us why. The article by Art Moore from World News Daily, inflation, according to Pete Buttigieg, is a wealth redistribution opportunity. The government should combat inflation by using taxpayer funds to subsidize basic household expenses for Americans like child care, housing, and medicine. This according to Pete Buttigieg. Now, he was on with George Stephanopoulos. Remember George?
Oh, yeah.
He came out and said, oh, they should go even further and seize the historic price hikes as an opportunity, get this opportunity, for the government to what? Take ownership of fuel and food and resell it to the people, to Americans, at a lower price. This came from Conservative Treehouse. Now, Buttigieg then agreed with Stephanopoulos, and they said they'd be calling on Biden to form a emergency task force empowered to lower prices, look at the shortages. And Buttigieg said that the president is open to any idea proposed in, quote, good faith to accompany his own plan. So to cushion inflation, Biden is proposing pouring $1.7 trillion over the next decade into government programs, including subsidizing basic goods. This is government taking over food, housing, opportunity to ownership of fuel and food, resell it to people at a lower price. They tried this before. There's a country in South America that did this. Remember what happened to them. And this idea, $1.75 trillion, that's like you've got a big fire, Pastor Ernie, and we're going to help put out the fire by pouring thousands of gallons of gasoline on one end and hundreds of gallons of diesel on the other end of this big fire, and that'll help put it out. Not. This is, inflation is caused by too much money chasing too few goods. It's basic economy that you learned in high school. But if you're old like we were, we had this kind of stuff back in high school. And so his plan is to make inflation worse, make everything worse. And what's going to happen? The economy will collapse. The government will have to take over food and fuel. And they're forcing this. And this is called a government takeover of America. And Pete Buttigieg came out and said it on an interview with George Stephanopoulos this week. That is scary. There's the truth. That they told us exactly what they're going to do and how they're going to do it.
I kind of knew that.
But we weren't able to prove it. This is now kind of, to me, proof.
All you have to do is look at what's happening. I mean, everywhere you turn. These things all aren't happening at one time by accident. And it's not about incompetence. Joe Biden was sent in there by the Chinese to destroy America, to reduce America to third wheel. And that's exactly what he's been doing. Now, whether he's not pulling the strings, we all know that Joe's a puppet. But the puppet master is behind them. And, it's an interesting thing because, you see, those people at NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they're all a part of this. They're going to have to live in this country too. The country that they destroy, they're going to have to live in. But you know what? They might not get the chance to completely destroy it. The way that this country is going with the immorality, I don't know how much more much God is going to, look. I think we've surpassed Sodom and Gomorrah, and so I don't know how much longer so that God is going to tolerate this. But anyhow, here, show you how. Here's a good example. New York legislator passes bill to investigate pro-life pregnancy centers for not killing babies. Do you understand? This now that New York legislator is evil. I mean, those people, they're the ones that were applauding when they found out they could kill little babies after they were born. These are not good people. There may be a few good people in it, but that New York legislator, they're filthy. I mean, according to God's word in the Bible, those people are unclean. And again, you know, everything, the killing of the children. I don't think there's anything, any evil that would be too evil for them to embrace. And so here, Joe, why don't you pray? Pray that, you know, right now, and you folks out there joining with us, listen, pray a prayer against the New York legislator. Pray, and because we see... we see people leaving New York in large numbers. Just in the past year they've lost 3% of their population. But Joe, pray that God will bring the plagues upon that, on that he would remove the good people out of New York, that he would take the good people out and leave, and then bring the plagues upon that city for its wickedness.
Dear Lord, dear Heavenly Father, we look at the insanity of the proposals of this legislature and all those like-minded souls that go along with him, these crazy ideas that are all against you, against every truth you've taught us, against every word you've spoken. They seem to love death. They love the shedding of innocent blood. They have no care for the poor, the needy, the sick. In fact, the more death, the seems like the happier they are. The more misery they cause, the more powerful they become. And Lord, we would just ask that these people, if they will not repent, that you would just take them out, Lord, that these people be removed, that if New York can't change, that, Lord, you help have an exodus like from Egypt, have all the good people exodus out of that city and leave it to its own devices, allow it to self-destruct and destroy itself, but save the righteous, Lord, or, you know, bring the evildoers to repentance. I don't profess to know what thy will is, but, Lord, we are, you know, in our hearts we're asking for your help, for your direction, your guidance on how to fight this, even what to pray for. So, Lord, I just ask, if it be thy will, that these people repent or perish, that the good be saved, the righteous be saved by an exodus out or the salvation of the area. Whichever is thy desire, O Lord, we just lift it up to you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Let me read this to you. The New York legislator passed legislation that will effectively empower the state to investigate pro-life pregnancy centers for not offering abortions, effectively punishing them for the very reason for their existence.
Existence, yeah.
And Lord, we just would ask that the dear Lord too would they want death, they love death, and they hate you. Lord, visit that death on that state, that New York state legislator. Visit that very death that they want for the innocent. Visit it back upon them, Lord. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, Pastor Ernie,
we'll be back. Yeah, okay, we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. Be right back.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to
wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.